as it's time for tonight's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, when you look at this game early on, we saw the team struggle a little bit or a lot, depending on how you're watching it, against a really aggressive 2-3 zone from St. Joe's. But you're able to close out the first half well. They got tight, but then you closed the game out well.
You know, they had a 10-point lead with 12 minutes in the first half, and they had made their threes, and they would challenge threes, and we've really worked at it, and when you look at their numbers, they shot 28%, and sometimes it's almost like you're rolling the dice that you don't run them off the three-point line because they're going to beat you to the hoop, and they're going to score twos. We decided we were going to, you know, challenge the threes, but not to the point where we're going to run by them. And it looked like that strategy had some questions in the first couple of minutes. And fortunately, we kept fighting and fighting. The defense they play, it's a 2-3 zone that's extended, that when it goes into the belly, it can go into a man-to-man. When it goes two passes, it can go to man-to-man. And when it goes three passes, it can go man-to-man. So they call it 31, 32, 33. 30 is the zone defense, and 31 is after one pass. 32 is after two. 33 is after three. So, you know, it's not a defense that you can replicate very often, nor do you see very often. And yet I look at us shooting 52% from the floor, 48% from three, and I say, you know, we must have done some pretty darn good things. And I really believe that was the case. And it was a great emotional builder for us, because we have such memories of what they did to us to here last year, when we had to take the game to overtime, when Daly made that runner from the elbow area, just above the elbow area. And then, of course, there we had a 18-point lead, I think, at halftime, and they came out on fire in the second half. And the number of threes they made in the second half was the crusher, and then they made the three at the buzzer to beat us. So that was in our minds, in our memory bank. And, you know, you saw the players' eyes. You knew that they were thinking about that. Oh, no, not this again. And when they cut it down to three and we fought back, I thought that was just superb, just absolutely superb. And there were some plays that we ran that they executed perfectly. The detail, the attention to detail was extraordinary.
Talk about some of those big shots. Kellen Grady had a lot of them. The one sequence I recall, Grady hits a three, Lee draws a charge at the other end. That was at an important stage of this game.
Yeah, Lee has moved his feet to draw charges and put himself in that position. And a lot of it is alertness and readiness. It's not so much taking a charge, it's being ready to take the charge. And that's a lesson that we're getting better at, the readiness. And as the game progresses, bodies stand up. Bodies stand up. They're not as quick. And when bodies are down, they move much quicker. They position themselves much quicker for a charge in the gap, on a closeout. And I thought as the game progressed, we did a pretty darn good job of keeping our bodies down and staying in a down position.
How pleased are you with the ball movement tonight? The lack of hesitation against the zone.
Well, I like that, but I look at the 21 turnovers, and oh my goodness. I think four of them or five of them may have been on illegal screens. And I thought our bigs did a sensational job of screening, but of course they had some illegals, and we got to clean that up. And then I thought we did not jump stop enough. And the jump stops got us off balance. So Lee gets that walk at the end. I think Grant had a walk on a not jump stop, not having a jump stop. I think Sam had a walk on not jump stopping. And the reason those things happen is because they switched from the zone to the man. So in the zone, we're not cutting with the same kind of pace coming off screens. You're not doing that against the zone, but now you have to turn around and do that against the man. So I think we got caught in between going fast and slow. It's like being on the highway and you're going 55 or 65 miles an hour. Then you come to a work zone and you go 40, and then you can go back to 65, and then you go into a city and you're down to 40 again. You know, it's that kind of pace that you haven't adjusted to. And we did adjust. It took us a while to adjust, but we did adjust.
And what about Mike Jones again? It seemed like he came in and he was just in the middle of a lot of good things as things kind of turned your way.
You know, Mike has a tremendous capability of being in the right spot at the right time. He has great instincts. And, you know, you think back to his high school days when, of course, he was a very good high school basketball player, but he's also a wide receiver in football. And I think wide receivers in football have a sense for where to cut, how to cut, you know, how to have an act. And, of course, you saw that last night in a championship game, some of those receivers for Alabama, the way they can stop and go, the way they can change direction, the way they can find an open area. And Mike has a great capacity to do that.
Coach, how big, again, was the performance on the boards? The offensive rebounds led to 18 second-chance points, and you had a big surplus as far as overall rebounding.
You know, you got 7 rebounds from Kellen, and you got 7 from Lee, so you got 14 from those two guys. Sam, I thought Sam was sensational tonight. He made his threes like we know he can make his threes. I thought he had a couple of chippies that he could have made inside when he was called for the walk-on, and he actually did make it. But he did have 9 rebounds. And Luka came through with not just points, double-digit points, but 3 offensive rebounds. And with him making the 1-3 and with Sam making 3 threes, when our bigs are able to do that, and if you check our stats, when our bigs are shooting very poorly from 3, generally that's an L in the column.
And how much have you seen your bigs in particular with more aggression here the last handful of games? Physicality inside.
I really think that they're starting to take what's theirs. You know, they're not hesitant. They're not fearful of a double team. They made a couple of great inside-out passes tonight, particularly against the zone. They picked their spots to put it on the floor, and I thought they did it with great IQ. So their versatility is really a pivotal part of our offensive success.
Before you go, give us your biggest takeaway from tonight's performance.
The emotional aspect of it, that we went through a scenario of that was so similar to last year, but we finished it out. And I think that you can reflect upon Dayton, you reflect upon Richmond, and, you know, we didn't finish those games out. And not that we had deleted Dayton, but we had a one-point game for a good part of the second half that we struggled to get that basket we needed. Tonight we got the basket we needed. We got the stop we needed.
Coach, thank you for your time. Congrats tonight on the win.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Justin.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.